Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Pieper Seed Farms in Enid has seven top-quality certified wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano, Jackpot, and Doane's at $7.50 a bushel, and Everest and Gallagher at $6.50 a bushel. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call Joe Pieper today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431. Or send an email to jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
On today with a livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. And Daryl, we're two-thirds of the way through with 2016, 4 months to go still. Your thoughts about these first 8 months of this year, have they kind of played out like you thought they might?
Well, you know, a lot of this has still been kind of a transition that really started last year. The first half of this year certainly was the completion, really, of that transition. I think, in general, it has played out to what we expected. We've got bigger numbers. We're growing. Supply issues, obviously, are more on our minds now than they have been in the last few years. We've seen a lot of transition, really, from one kind of market to something we haven't seen in a while in terms of dealing with those kind of issues. But, in general, I'm pretty comfortable with where we are now and the way these markets are kind of balanced against each other at this point.
Now, about this time a year ago is when we really saw that tipping point and these cattle prices really go tumbling, from the fat cattle down to the stockers and even the calves.
Across the board, we saw everything, you know, really adjust sharply. And of course, the story of that, that's history now, but it's important to understand that what happened in 2015 and in the first part of 2016 was side B of what happened in 2013 and 2014 in terms of that run up. And we saw unprecedented things on the way up, and we saw unprecedented things on the way down. You know, what's important now is that we've made that adjustment. I know a lot of producers are still very cautious. Obviously, it's been very challenging for the last 12 months or so, and I think they're worried about that. And my message to them a lot of time recently has been, that big adjustment is behind us. We have got things kind of back in line. We know where we are now. You know, we may not be happy with it relative to that, but it is what it is now. And I think the good thing is we can take this and go forward with, you know, some feeling of a little more stability in this market.
A lot of conversation in agriculture in general about, you know, the drop in crop prices and below cost to production. We still have got opportunities to make money, though, on the cattle side, cow-calf, stocker operators, right?
We really do. I mean, at the cow-calf level, we've got prices and, you know, projected returns for 2016 that are sort of at the top end of what you expect to see historically, you know, from a cyclical standpoint. Obviously, again, we've got to pay a little more attention. And, you know, I tell cowboys, this is what the business really is. This is what you do for a living. You roll up your sleeves, you manage costs, and there's still opportunities here. We had fun a couple of years ago, but that's behind us now, and we go forward. Stocker producers, obviously, are tied to what's going on in the feedlot. Cheaper grains means cheaper cost to gain at the feedlot level. That has impacts on the stocker side, which can be challenging. But right now, there's still some opportunity in there. There's lots of cattle out there, more coming at us. And that's an opportunity to put more weight on cattle. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in wheat pasture grazing this winter.
These grains are, boy, they've really been hit hard. We've got the prospects of a, you know, what, 14.9, 15 billion bushel corn crop. And so, I mean, there's a lot of grain in the pipeline, and that suggests very cheap corn.
It's certainly going to continue to be cheap. I think, you know, probably for a crop year average basis, we'll see it even slightly cheaper than a year ago. I'm not sure it'll be dramatically cheaper because I think we're going to buy a lot of demand in both the U.S. and on a global scale here. But it implies that we certainly are going to see ample supplies, no market concerns that would cause us to raise prices and ration this corn. We're going to have lots of corn as well as other grains.
And I guess what, compared to two or three years ago when we saw all the talk about, well, ethanol is pushing grain prices up with, you know, $5 and $6 corn, what a difference.
Well, it was an adjustment process, and, you know, it was hard to know at the time how that would play out. We've added about 10 million acres to corn production over the last few years, and there were a lot of adjustments to get that done, but we have done it. We've proven that, we can increase total production, increase total use, and still be in a situation now where we're below cost of production, and that implies that there will be some more adjustments as we go forward.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.